Joining us now, Jimmy Failla, the host from Fox Across America, to talk about the Biden approval numbers. Woo! Sinking like the Titanic. Jimmy, good morning.
You ain't kidding. I was telling this to my son. Every presidency, you know, is kind of defined by its slogan. You know, Obama had Yes, We Can. Trump had Make America Great Again. Biden has Let's Go Brandon. For better or for worse, that's the slogan from here on in, man. It ain't pretty.
Well, you go to any SEC football game and you're going to hear Let's Go Brandon, no doubt about it. And it has been an underlying theme here in the Southeast. How is that playing across the country? Do you hear a lot of it up in the liberal Northeast?
Yes, and that's the thing. Like, the media is trying to do this right now. They're like, well, Let's Go Brandon, is that actually a hate crime since they're chanting a curse?
Oh, my God.
There's more. But they're doing that. NBC ran an article about that yesterday. Like, if the media cared, they would be looking into why this chant is so popular, you know, because it's popular. Why? Because they're doing a bad job. You hear it at dance recitals. You hear it on Southwest air flights. And there's a reason, you know, and that's the part nobody wants to talk about, but we're talking about it. You look at these poll numbers, and you realize they're artificially high. They're not, you know, as bad as they are artificially high. And what I mean by that is the media hasn't been giving people an honest, objective take on this presidency. They've been propping the guy up. I mean, 10 months into Trump's presidency, okay, the numbers were about in this neighborhood, but understand, 10 months in, everybody was pretending Trump was a Russian. Okay, in this case, the media has been pretending Biden was sane.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, this whole Biden propping up of the liberal media is just ludicrous when the American people are looking at this going, are you kidding me? Now, the NBC situation that you talked about where they're saying, oh, my gosh, this is a hate crime, this Let's Go Brandon slogan. No, it was their reporter that made the slip at Talladega, if we'll let, you know, let's not forget. And he goes, you know, they're trying to, you know, divert from what the crowd is screaming. And we know what they were screaming, you know, F Joe Biden. And then she goes, oh, listen, they're supporting you as you won the race on Saturday. Let's go, Brandon. Are you an idiot, lady? I mean, it was just so obviously crazy. And now they're trying to circle the wagons at NBC to protect their own there. No, it's mm-hmm. ridiculous.
Yeah. And that's the problem they have, though, is like, for this administration, what they've done repeatedly is they've asked people not to believe their lying eyes. You know, like they told you the border was under control. Hmm. You know, obviously, if you believe that, I have a bridge I want to sell you with 14,000 people under it.
That's,
you know,
exactly right.
Thank you. Afghanistan was a success, as we're watching videos of people falling off planes on the way out of there.
Yeah.
You know, and this is the problem. I mean, and even with COVID, man, you know, no one talks about this, and it's fascinating to me, but we have had more COVID deaths under Joe Biden than we did under Donald Trump. And understand that Biden took office with 3 vaccines. Trump spent the majority of his time in office with no vaccines.
Yeah.
Biden has mismanaged everything. And if the media care, this is what people forget. Like, and a lot of liberals think this too. You know, they think the media is on their side because they don't go after liberals. But the truth is the media fails liberals too, because their job is to hold people in power accountable. And if there's no accountability for the people in power, that means we get run by a bunch of idiots, which is what's happening now. You know, he is in over his head. I mean, when the number one trending story, if you Google the word Biden right now, my wife and I did this last night, the number one trending story is pooped his pants at the Vatican. The number two is fell asleep in Scotland.
Oh, my God.
Now, regardless of whether or not either of them are confirmed as true, okay, the fact that this is what the world is discussing when it comes to America, there's no way to spin that. Is our perception is good.
Jimmy, you know the Democrats are squirming right now. You see that they're looking to find somebody else to bring out as their nominee for the 2024. They do not want Joe Biden to rear his head again. This is just disastrous. And what's happening in Virginia today with the governor's race, as Glenn Youngkin now has taken the lead by at least 8 points now over Terry McAuliffe, the Republican may be elected as governor in Virginia, which is all telling about this buyer's remorse with Joe Biden. So, yeah, I think we're going to see a big change with, you know, the midterms and whatnot. So, man, I'll tell you what, you're right. Everywhere you turn, people are laughing at this presidency. Thank you so much, buddy. I appreciate you. Always good to catch up. Jimmy Failla, the host of Fox Across America.